communication.
Mm-hmm. Face it, why would you leave? It just isn't that interesting, and life looks more interesting out there. So don't you see how it's important that this really be an insisting and interesting place that looks and sounds and feels like we really are going somewhere? You understand that?
Yes.
And if you care about your brothers, if you care about Jesus, it's Him that wants us to do this. We lay down our lives. Everybody knows Jesus is right. But very few have motivation to live that way. Are you laying down your life to help others to have that motivation? Now you could do it. You could start doing it little ways in your groups. But this is really important. It may not sound very popular, but it's really important. And in your conscience, you know it's right. And if you were weaker, how would you want this outfit to be, really? If you were sick, you'd want a doctor, wouldn't you?
Yes.
If you were weaker, how would you want this outfit to be? You'd want this to be able to be like a doctor. It's not the doctor that does the healing, you know. The doctor can help you get healed, can't he? So can the whole place, if you're weaker. Depending on how the whole place is. The whole place isn't going to be able to do that unless all of us work together at it. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah.
Look, they're all sleepy. Brothers, let's hear it. This is something we've got to keep going to all the time. Let's hear it. Any more ideas? Let's hear it. Ideas are... how we can reorganize. Maybe eight brothers missing.
Well, you had mentioned something about having one salvation meeting a week, and all the rest of the meetings were composed of something the body came up with.
Yeah. What does everybody think about that? One or two salvation meetings a week? Right now we have two.
Usually two.
You know, really, it isn't so much fewer salvation meetings that is over at the property. That isn't so much the answer. The answer is better use of the other time, mostly. That everybody is making sure that everybody is getting helped all day through all these things. You just went through a list of 10 of them. If everybody is making sure that list all day, every day, that's what's going to do it. Not fewer or more salvation meetings here. Follow?
Yes.
Why don't you get this list printed up? No?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Right away, tonight. Yeah. Tonight we'll have it for the brothers in the morning.
Right away. We'll go over it. Any other ideas to put on?
Nothing. I wasn't thinking about it. I guess I've been a little more busy than some people came here, but some people that I came with their hand left, right, they didn't have so much motivation. And when I came, we had a very good Bible study in the morning, as people go to work, right? And we went along at night. But when we had a Bible study in the morning, if you was tired, you go to sleep there, it'd be a brother there, and all the way down there. And the older brother was in the house going to Bible study. If you're going to sleep, we're going to let you sleep. You're going to pay attention. And that's it.
Well, so you're going back to the same question. Are we really loving one another?
Yeah, I'm trying to get that right. And, I was going to when you start speaking on motivation, I thought you were not doing that.
How many of you brothers, now here's really, this is another statement of the same question. Are you brothers? How many of these brothers here do you think that any of these brothers here care 2 cents what happens to you?
No.
Right there.
No.
That's an important question right there. How is the whole outfit and how are the individuals? And how are you looking at the whole outfit and the individuals? Do you think slash feel nobody cares 2 cents of what happens to me? They don't care if I leave or whatever. How much is there that? Now, let's get to that one. Really, they don't care what happens to me. Or, they do care what happens to me. Which is it?
Can I say something there? I think it's half and half. I think some brothers do care, and I think some don't. I think some older brothers just say stuff just to get by. Like everyone, you know, I'm a sinner, or, you know, they just say that constantly just to get by. And then they'll come and step on a brother. Older brothers don't matter. They just say it just to be saying it. But there's some brothers in here that really do care. You know what I'm saying? I only been here 2 days, and I can see that already. But there's some brothers in here just say things just to be saying it. You know what I'm saying? Because the way he talk, y'all, half of y'all talk, you know, more than he do. You know what I mean? The way y'all talk, you can see right through it. You know what I mean? It's not real, man. You know? And I'm not going to point nobody out because I know they know who they are. You know what I'm saying? But it's a half that do care and it's a half that don't. Half of y'all walk through in the morning, oh, brother, Jesus doing this and Jesus, and you just saying it, just to be saying it so everybody else can hear you. You know? But it's a half that'll take time out to talk to you. You know what I mean? Like it's that. Yeah. Somebody that I respect that took time to talk to me, you know what I mean? Instead of just walking back, do you forget, do you give Christ this and do you get, and then keep stepping. You know what I mean? And y'all know who y'all are and half of y'all don't know.
Now, you're going to get him going. Now, that's one thing. You notice, everybody picked up on this question. Everybody picked up on this question in only one way, and there's two ways. Everybody picked up on this question concerning the older brothers. There's still all the rest of the brothers toward each other. That's another one.
Right.
If you go this way, you're saying, well, the older brothers should be caring about everyone else and what's going to happen to them, but it doesn't matter what everybody else cares. Yes, it does. Not only the older brothers. Does Jack care 2 cents what happens to you?
No.
Now there. Does Birdman care 2 cents what happens to you?
No.
Birdman.
No.
Etc. It's not only the older brothers, people.
Right.
It is the older brothers first. But it doesn't end there. Does Jack care 2 cents what happens to you? What's your evidence?
No.
What's your feeling and your evidence, both? Does he care 2 cents what happens to you? Or does he care about himself? It's a bandage. He won't laugh at
it.
And then while we're on the subject, does Donald care 2 cents what happens to you? Do you have any reason to say yes or no? Look, brothers, you better get to this. Every one of you, you know. You don't like it this way. You don't like that it's this way. Well, it's up to you to change it. Everybody goes to their own corner, and I'm just here for me. If everybody does that, there isn't going to be any unity. We have to care about each other. What's going to happen to each other? Does Jesus want us to care what's going to happen to each other?
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
And it's not only the older brothers. It's everybody. Remember, then you'll just get into screaming at the older brothers and that's all. They're bad, and the implication is everybody else is good. Not necessarily. Now, do you follow, brothers?
Yes.
You have to care what happens to your brothers. Everybody about everybody. What did Paul say about that? If one part of the body is hurting, the whole body hurts. Now, can you think of any more, brothers? How we can reorganize? That's here. That's sad to hear, eight left.
I have something to say. One just walked in.
Well, then let's get after him. Why? Why is he living that way? He's got to have more motivation. His faith has got to be built up. His understanding has got to be built up. He's got to get into Christ. And we all got to care. And that's got to be the real truth here. We really do care. or we're just a bunch of phonies and you don't care and you're not following Jesus. You're not laying down your life.